gypsy girl. I'm a gypsy, I'm a gypsy, for I am a little gypsy girl. For the forest is my home, and there I love to roam. For I am a little gypsy girl.
Stand up, Cousin Bob, and be recognized. See? He's an old friend, all the way from Sarasota, and we do love to hear him sing.
A couple of years ago, I did this song with Ruth Neal as a duet. 1 year Ruth didn't come, and there was a boy from the University of Florida named Lance Richfield who had a nice high-pitched voice, and he took the other part, but Lance has gone somewhere, so here I am. I'm going to do it all by myself.
When we gonna marry, marry, marry? When we gonna marry, dear old Buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon it'll be next Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday. Reckon it'll be next Sunday, that is, if the weather is good.
How you gonna come to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? How you gonna come to the wedding, Buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring the ox cart, the ox cart, the ox cart. Reckon I'll bring the ox cart, that is, if the weather is good.
Why don't you come in the buggy, the buggy, the buggy? Why don't you come in the buggy, dear old Buffalo boy?
Ox won't ride in the buggy, the buggy, the buggy. The ox won't ride in the buggy, not even if the weather is good.
Who you gonna bring to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding, dear old Buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring my children, my children, my children. Reckon I'll bring the kiddies, that is, if the weather is good.
I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. Didn't know you had no children, dear old Buffalo boy.
Oh, yes, I've got six children, six children, six children. Yes, I've got six children, maybe seven if the weather is good.
Well, there isn't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. Isn't gonna be no wedding, not even if the weather is good.
Thank you.
You want another from him?
Some rebels out there somewhere. For you people who are not from the southern states, I just want you to know that this is all in fun. Now, this is not serious. It's just an old country song, and we're just making fun. Right, Cousin Thelma? No lawsuits, no... come on now, I'm just a poor boy. Yeah, this old Civil War song, or from late unpleasantness between the states.
Oh, I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, I only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lion, thief, and Yankees, I hate 'em wuss and wuss. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence, too. I hate the glorious banner, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the nasty eagle, I pitied all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places and starved on Point Lookout. Was sick with rheumatism, a camping in the snow. But if I killed some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't a-gonna love 'em, and that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn.
Thank you.
All right. Cousin Leo, Cousin Frank, and Cousin Willie, you want to come up at one and the same time?
I guess I'll start this thing off. We're not used to doing too much folk music, as you'll find out as things get going pretty good here.
What you gonna do, Hoss?
We work every Saturday night over in Live Oak on the Suwannee River Jamboree. We'd like to invite you over if you ever have time and get over that way, drop by and see us. We have a real big time. We'll be doing some of the songs like you might hear up here. We'll start things off with one that sort of about a feller that believed in ghosts. You believe in ghosts?
No, I never heard so.
Bill Johnson was a fellow who believed in ancient sights. He used to dream about them when he went to bed at night. And when he dreamed about them, you can nearly always tell. He'd just throw back the covers, he'd jump straight up and yell. Keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. You may run me out of breath and then scare me half to death, but keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. One night as Bill was passing a graveyard on the hill, something dressed in white jumped out and made a grab at Bill. Bill said, you may catch me, but I'll make you do your best. Before we start to travel, I'll make one last request. Keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. You may run me out of breath, you may scare me half to death. Keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. Pick. Went to see the doctor about a misery in his chest. The doctor said, now son, sit down, take off your coat and vest. He started tapping on Bill's wrist, give Bill such a shock. He just grabbed the doctor's hand and he said, now look out, doc, keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold, icy pull out your fingers off of me. You can cure my aches and ills with your powders and your pills, but keep them cold icy fingers off of me.
Thank you very much. And now that I've got my little bit done, I'll turn it over to the long, tall, ugly one from Alabama, Leo Taylor. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you. Let's see here now.
Want me happy?
I never used one of these before. Okay, well, I'd like to do a song that Don Gibson had out. Maybe you're familiar with Don Gibson. It's called Just One Time.
If I could see you just one time, oh, how it eased my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine. Lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. I'd give this heart of mine if I could see you just one time. If I could relive just one time, turn back the pages and there I'd find that same old love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. If I could see you just one time, if I could see you just one time.
Thank you very much. Have Frank Evans do a little number here.
Wait! Frank wants me to talk, and I don't know what to talk about.
I want Frank to do a number. I don't want you to talk.
Frank's got to get his banjo. Go sit down, Herbie. I don't know much what to talk about, except I'd like to invite you to come out and see us this one little jamboree. This Leo Taylor, I don't know whether you've ever heard our radio show or not, on WNER. That's also Herbie Blivitz. He's our comedian over in Live Oak. You ought to come see him sometime. He's real ugly. He's uglier than he is now. Frank's just about got the five-stringer wound up. What are you going to pick?
Well, first of all, I'm going to see if it's in tune. Do you have to play it over the mic till you get it in tune?
Okay, it's in tune. We're going to do one. I think this is a pop song to begin with, but they done changed that. They done changed it over to a country song. And the way I play it, it sure won't sound like a pop song. Why don't you just hold on to it? You're not doing anything, Leo.
I won't be.
One called Bugle Call Rag. Thank you. Now, comes my song. I thought I'd get that Noah with so I can see how far it is out of tune. And I can see it is out of tune.
Yes, it is.
We did one last night. We was at the Folk Festival here last night and had a mighty good time. We did one of Burl Ives' songs that he had on record. And like I said before, some of the people that might have been here before, first I heard about it, I read it in Tampa Times. I said Frank Evans, local folk singer, going to sing Blue Tail Fly at the Stephen Foster Memorial. So I had to learn it. So here I am. I'm going to try it. If I forget the words, somebody cue me, you know. One called Blue Tail Fly. When I was young, I used to wait on Master and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry. Chase away the blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow him with a hickory broom. The pony being rather shy was frightened by the blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. One day he'd ride around the farm. The flies were numerous, they did swarm. One chance to bite him on the thigh. Devil take the blue tail fly. Pack corn and I don't care. Jimmy pack corn and I don't care. Jimmy pack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. The horse he run, he jump, he pitch. He threw the old man in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why. Verdict was the blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. They laid him under a cemetery. His epitaph is there to see. Yeah. Under this stone I'm forced to lie. I'll get it in a minute. The victim of the blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Cousin Bob brought a friend with him. Cousin Chuck, what are you going to do for us? All right. Well, that's fine.
Chuck was going to do a number, but that last five-string banjo picking just discouraged him. So we're going to do a little thing called Rockin' My Sweet Baby's Arms. Or Rollin'. This is a rock and roll number. It's called Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arms. How's it start off? Ain't going to work on it.
You start it out.
Ain't going to work on the railroad. Ain't going to work on the farm. Hey, around the shack till my train comes back and rollin' my sweet baby songs. Rollin' my sweet baby songs. Rollin' my sweet baby songs. Hey, around the shack till my train comes back and rollin' my sweet baby songs. Take off. Friday night when I was sitting in jail.
walk in the streets with another girl, wouldn't even go my bed. Rolling my sweet baby songs, rolling my sweet baby songs. Here around the shack till my drink comes back, and rolling my sweet baby songs.
Yeah.
Now, if you all would just take a back seat for a little bit, and while the country cloggers are coming on, if you all would just like to stand up a minute, would you? Just stand up a minute and stretch. Stretch. All right, watch these cloggers dance. They're here all the way from the mountains of Hillsborough County, Tampa. Remarkable young man here, Charles Newberry from Boca Grande, a real fine guitarist. And he's going to do, well, I don't think I need to tell you that it's a Spanish number.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Give him another hand. It is a common belief among primitive peoples that a special chant is taught to the singer by a supernatural being, and that the song is then his inalienable property until passed on to his successor. Such is the case of Skip-a-Locket, who comes to tell us, chant form, of the wonders. Well, I'll let him tell you. Skip-a-Locket.
Now, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Skip-a-Locket from Rainbow Spring, 4 miles north of Dunellen, on U.S. Highway 41. And it's a pleasure for me to come to Stephen Foster Memorial to participate in trying to put this program over. And so I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to have here with me my boss. I want y'all to meet her, Miss Edna Williams. Stand. Thank you. Now, as I shall say, I would like all of you to join in with me, go along with me. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, they've been going on, I've heard preachers say, well, I've preached 3 summers a day and I'm just wore out. Did you know I preach 16 summers in the run of a day sometimes? For 30 minutes, one right after another. And I ought to be worn out by now, because I'm going into it on, this make my 26th year of putting it out like that. So I'll say good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rainbow Spring. Rainbow Spring is one of Florida's most beautiful and scenic attractions. Rainbow Spring is a beauty that's created beneath these waters made only by the hands of God. Through the ports holding the sub-tide boat, picture after picture of underwater mystery right now begin to unfold before your eyes in wonder. They begin to flash across your mind. You know, rainbow's a dreamland. Rainbow Spring is a wonderland. Rainbow Spring is just a lost world underwater. It's known to be a giant that upsurges from the depths of the earth, flowing 659 million gallons of clear crystal water every 24 hours. Enough water coming up there to take care of most any large city, such as Los Angeles, California, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Enough water coming up to take care of Miami, Florida, but not enough to take care of a place like New York City. All right, now, folks, I know in all your traveling, you've seen a many beautiful things. But any time you step off of that boat, you'll tell anybody you meet that you've never seen nothing in your whole life that will compare with the Rainbow Spring. That's just why so many moves are being made there. That's why so many folk keep coming from far and near. They're coming by land, they're coming by air. We've got people coming down from everywhere just to see the beautiful sight we're showing down here. All right, the Moon Over Miami movie picture that Betty Grable, Clark Gable, and Sheridan played in the year 41 was made right there. Sergeant Adventures made there. The Danger Adventures made there, too. The Paramount News. Also, the University of Miami was made there, too. That 16 fathoms deep picture that Todd played in 15 years ago, that picture's made there too. All right, now, folks, I want you to look through your left side porthole. As far as your eyes can see, it looked like mountain, looked like valley, looked like green pasture. And the fish looked like birds winging in the air. Tub looked like cattle roving in a forest. Then when you look up to the top surface of the water, it looked like the skies above. The growing of the vegetation looked like the growing of the tree. Sandbar looked like a hillside after a snowstorm. And Rainbow Spring looks entirely like a world of its own. All right, now, folks, I want you to look through your right side porthole. There you'll find the big bass, John L. Lewis. When you look ahead of your boat, there you'll see that ghostly blue shad, which is a saltwater fish. Not the fish can swim so fast, when it flashed by your boat, it looked like a dark cloud fleeing before a storm. Then you look through your left side porthole there, that pre-exotic fish, that leopard god, the fish with the black and white spots all over his body. The only fish that lived in the age of the dinosaur was 50 million years ago. That's not related to another living fish in the world. All right, now we come to where the fish are taught to come up and meet your boat. They stand before the port hole, the gaze is in. They know how to drill just like soldiers and pole for camera shot just like men. All right, now watch the brim, watch the shiner, watch that big mouth calico bass comes out there looking like a big league baseball player. He steps out like Hank Greenberg, takes a stand like Johnny Project, swing like Duke Stoddard, he can steal us and Jack Arafa. All right, now, folks, here's some of the fish we're going to give you by name that we've got in the Rainbow River. So I want you to tell me your friend like I tell him you. Tell your friend the Rainbow River. We got a big mouth black bear, got calico bear, got small mouth bear, got bluegill, got a shellcrack, got a sandsuck, got china, got a leopard gar, got a mud pet, got a jackfish, pipefish, dillfish, got sun perch, got a red...